like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time. Kev, look it. I think this is the third Shaft, right?
They can't
even change the name.
They did two sequels of the original Shaft in 1971, but then when they started doing additional sequels, they just named them all Shaft. There's three Shaft movies, and they're all sequels. It's like Halloween last year, when you had Halloween, which were like, no, this is a direct sequel to Halloween. So it's Halloween 2? Nope. Just Halloween again.
And two of those have Samuel L. Jackson.
That's true. All three of them have Richard Roundtree.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was great to see in this one last night.
Yeah, well, it's when the question in the song is, who is the man, there is no answer because there's three of them in this movie.
I know. All right, so what's different about this one?
Well, the big difference is they make it multi-generational. In the Shaft from 2000, with John Singleton directing it, rest in peace, made it kind of like a reboot, but it was a remake, and it was supposed to be... Richard Roundtree does show up. In this one, Jesse Usher plays Samuel L. Jackson's Shaft's son,
right,
and they have to work together, and Shaft presents the old school, the hip, the somewhat misogynistic... Who is the man? Sex machine approach to Harlem street crime.
I'll tell you, Kevin, the whole movie is worth seeing Jackson perform his shtick.
I love Jackson, honestly. And here's the thing. Jesse Usher plays the young Shaft.
Yeah.
And it's a very typical fish out of water, two ends of the spectrum, new school versus old school. You got the millennial who knows about apps and computers.
Well, he's an MIT grad.
Yeah, and he works for the FBI as a data analyst. Jack Ryan, a pre-Jack Ryan mode.
All right, good one.
And then Samuel L. Jackson is the old school, and it's each one trying to school the other. Well, you shouldn't be so misogynistic. No, you need to go after the ladies a little bit more. And honestly, that's where I lost the movie there, because it's not Shaft. That's not what a Shaft movie is.
Yeah.
It would be like making a James Bond movie and bringing in the young hipster to explain to James Bond why he's kind of a dinosaur.
And that's funny, because there is a line in there about Bond.
Yeah, yeah.
How Bond would be patting himself after Shaft.
Yeah,
If he were real.
And it's, look, I mean, I don't mind a comedy element to it, and you expect that with director Tim Story. He's different than John Singleton when he rebooted it in 2000.
What has Story done?
He did stuff like Taxi. He did the Fantastic Four movies. Taxi, the one with Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
He did the Fantastic Four movies. I think he did the Ride Along movies. I think it was Think Like a Man. I think he directed those. So he's been playing around with a lot of comedy. He has a real background in comedy.
Yeah, right.
And you get that in here.
You do.
Much more. The other Shaft films are much more serious. I mean, the 1971 movie is a little goofy now, because it basically started blaxploitation.
Boy, that is the seminal piece for exploiting blacks.
Yeah, but I mean, in 1971, America, and particularly black America, needed a Shaft movie, because it was the first one that really had African Americans as main characters that weren't just throwaway bad guys or involved them in it. And I thought, you don't really need this. And in the end, you don't get a full Shaft movie. You get half Shafted.
It really is a hot mess of
It's a
of
lot
tropes.
Of different things.
There is violence. It's violence more in the Pulp Fiction mode.
Goofy, comic booky kind of violence.
It is.
It's shoot 'em ups and without any worry of consequences or anything like that. My favorite parts are with the when it's a traditional Shaft movie.
Yeah, right.
Jesse Usher brings the level of like the Disney Channel, where his roots are.
That's a good one.
And he could do more, but if you want his contribution that he gave to the Independence Day movies when he did the Independence Day sequel, you're going to get that here.
Right, right. All right, Kevin Carr, this is the third Shaft since 1971. What grade would you award it?
A C?
All right.
I felt I was shafted with this movie.
And I'm going to give it a C+ because of Jackson, but nothing more than that. To me, the centerpiece is Samuel L. Jackson.
Yep.
And I think forever and ever, I never get enough of Samuel L. Jackson. So I would have to say the movie Shaft is worth going to see Jackson.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.